Good morning. Happy New Year. Happy Sunday. And happy everything. This song that Ginny sang today touches my heart. Ginny has been singing it, and I have been preaching the first Sunday of a new year. 30, 40 years, we go back. And she sings the same song. I request that. Let me love you just the same. We cannot reciprocate his love. But we can encourage ourselves, Lord, I want to love you the way or the same way you love me. And that's why it brings tears to my eyes. And I hope and I pray that we would this year love Jesus the same way he loved us. Amen. Today is somehow a continuation of last Sunday. I said last Sunday, it's good to have a look backward and see how the Lord loved us and what he did for us and with us last year. And then we look at ourselves within, and today, we're going to look at what God has for us, looking a little bit at the future. I titled my message today, A New Beginning. It's good to have a new beginning. It's good to have it. So let me read a couple of verses from Joshua chapter 3. Joshua chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and he and all the sons of Israel set out from Shittim and came to the Jordan, and they lodged there before they crossed. And it came about at the end of 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp. And they commanded the people, saying, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God with the Levitical priests carrying it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. However, there shall be between you and it a distance about 2,000 cubits, half a mile, by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you shall go. For you have not passed this way before. You have not passed this way before. Then Joshua said to the people, Consecrate yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. I left you last week with the verse, if God is on our side, who can ever be against us? And we are thankful as a church, though we have many still on vacation and couldn't make it today. We are going forward, and this is our subject today. But first of all, consecrate yourself. According to the to the dictionary, let me find it here. Consecrate yourselves is separate yourself. Dedicate yourself. Because if you are such people, he told them, Joshua, okay, if you're such people, God is willing to do wonders with you and in you in the future. A new year has come upon us. This is the fourth day. This is the fourth day. The people of Christ were never meant to live in mediocrity. You agree with me? We're not going to be in the middle. We're going to be always ahead of anyone because God is with us. And if God is with us, who can ever be against us? Remember that. We are meant to have a life of winners who have overcome this world and all its influence. We are meant to see the happenings of our time in the light of the inspired Word of God. Many influences are around us. Many things are happening on a daily basis. Life changes almost daily. If I decide to go to work after 25 years of absence, I wouldn't even speak the language of the people. I wouldn't know what to do. It's a different world. We are living in it. But one thing just stays the same. Thank you, Ginny. The love of God, it's just the same, Lord, just the same. I am God, he says. I do not change. And we follow such a God, the greatest God. There is no God like him. He said, there is no God like me. We have the greatest power that was ever given to man to live by, and we need to use it. Are we overcomers? Amen. Let's use that all the gifts that God has given us, and he is able to do wonders, as Joshua addressed the children of Israel before crossing. He believed that great leader Joshua, that God wanted to accomplish wonderful things through the people with whom he lived and worked. And you know what? We can expect the same with our church today. Let me talk about tomorrow. Tomorrow can be exciting. It can be challenging. It can be sad or joyful. It can be filled with achievements and honor. It can bring frustrations and failures or success. We do not know. No one knows what tomorrow holds. Someone has calculated that if you could correctly predict that future for 5 minutes, you could soon make a fortune by investing in the stock market. Oh, if you knew the future, you'd be a millionaire. The fact is, no one can predict accurately the future, even for 5 minutes. No one. Many people go to the fortune tellers. Thank God, I hope no one goes to the fortune teller. Tell me about my future. And the fortune teller with her or his crystal ball, they look there. They insist that only they can foretell the present, not the future. They can tell you, okay, you are going to meet a handsome guy, and so on, and that's all. And you're good as all nonsense. I do not approve them. I do not believe in them myself. Now, they cannot look at the ultimate future or anything else or anyone else. Crystal ball or nothing, throw it away. It's only Jesus who knows the future. You know what? It's God's greatest mercies that we do not know the things that await us tomorrow. Listen to that. If we know anything, we will not be able to live today. Either good or bad. That's why God, in his wisdom, he hid the future and he kept it for himself. Now, what do we do about that? I believe let's surrender our lives. My advice, surrender your life. Repeat with David, my times are in your hands. Isn't that a better place to put it there? Instead of a fortune teller or any other beliefs that the world has, my times are in your hands. The Lord said, do not be anxious. Can we add to that? Do not be anxious for tomorrow. Do not be anxious about tomorrow and the day after and this new year of what's going to happen. Tomorrow will care about itself. The Bible says, for tomorrow will care about itself. And you know, when you start worrying about tomorrow, you ruin the day you are living in. The Lord is saying, in other words, leave tomorrow with me. Today is yours to glorify God. That we can do, and let's do it. We know we have his presence all the time. For he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we have faith that God will take care of tomorrow, our todays become easier. When Moses was communicating his fears about the enormous task to lead the children of Israel into the promised land, he was hesitant and cried out to the Lord, let me know thy ways, Lord. Please, let me know thy ways. You know what the Lord answered him? It's in Exodus 33:14. You do not have to worry about the future, Moses. You do not have to worry about the future. It's in my hands. Christians, you do not have to worry about tomorrow and the distant future because it's in his hands. And if it's in my hands, I will give you rest. How many times do we look forward and say, I don't know how I'm going to pass this exam. I don't know how I'm going to handle this problem. I have a big problem ahead of me at work. I have to deal with a couple of employees. It's going to be tough. As a child of God, you pray. And Lord, you give it to the Lord. And next day or next week, the Lord shows you that He will resolve it for you. And He will help you out through it. Because you are a child of God. He will not His children go through problems bigger than them. Not at all. He paves the way before you go there. And He creates the solution that you never thought of. Let me know the ways. And tomorrow, if it's a question mark for you, I tell you one thing. Don't think about it. Say, Lord, I give you tomorrow. And the hymn writer, I think I said that last week. Many things about tomorrow, I don't seem to understand. But I know who holds tomorrow. And I know He holds my hand. Beautiful hymn. I love it so much. So where are we with tomorrow? Is it surrendered and given to the Lord? Are you willing? Are we willing? Then do not look forward to what may happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you tomorrow and every day. You know what? He will either shield you from suffering or He will give you unfailing strength to bear what is going to happen. Be at peace. Put aside all anxious thoughts and all the imaginations that the devil comes with. He magnifies the problem. So today will be ruined. Oh, I don't know, I lost my night's sleep. How many times do you do that? I do that. You are all saints, you don't do it. I do it. Oh, one thought about one little thing and kept me about 3 weeks ago, kept me awake all night. Most of the night. Finally, at dawn, I said, Lord, I give it to you. Oh, do you just remember? The Bible says, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayers and supplications and with thanksgiving, let your request, whatever the situation is, be known unto God and leave it. Leave it. And you know, like what God answered Moses, and I will give you rest. And here, I will give you peace that passes all understanding. Whatever happens, let us be thankful. That's what the verse says in Philippians. And be thankful. Because God will not bring to your attention or to your life and before you anything that is unsolvable. Because with God, we can do anything. Paul says, I can do all things, but with God. Without God, you cannot, I cannot, no one can. But with God, we can do all things. Are we ready to go to step into 26, to this new year, depending on God, not on ourselves, and taking God as our leader, and He will help us. Now, when we do that, what happens to today? Tell me a little about today. We have a few minutes. The answer comes from the Bible. What did Joshua tell the almost 2 million people? He said, consecrate yourself today. Be ready. He challenged the people. And as I said, the word consecrate is dedicate. Give yourself to the Lord and ask, and I ask if there's someone here who is not saved, who is not a believer in Jesus Christ as the only Savior. If there's anyone today, I tell you one thing. Give yourself to the Lord. The best insurance policy you can ever have. And He will take care. Oh, the children of Israel, you know, the Bible says they did. They did. They wanted to go to their land. They wanted to enter the land that was promised to them long time ago, since Abraham left thousands of years, thousands. And they wanted to say, we consecrate ourselves. They followed Joshua's words. They did. Now, I ask you this question. Have you dedicated yourself to Jesus Christ and His will for your life? You could be a Christian. You say, I'm a Christian. But you need to consecrate yourself, to separate yourself for Jesus. I'm not saying to separate yourself from this world. We live in this world. We work in this world. We cannot. But separate yourself to God. Separate yourself from sin. And come close to Jesus and give Him your life completely. He's calling you. That's the only insurance you can have against today and against tomorrow. Dedicate yourself. That's the call for us. And then if you have dedicated yourself to a life for Christ, what kind of life you should live. What kind of young men, women, thank God, you're all young to me. That helps me a lot. Let's dedicate ourselves a life of purity, a life of honesty, a life of truthfulness, in all relationships. That's when He told them, separate yourselves. Your tomorrow is wrapped up, if you think about it, is wrapped up in the decision you make today. What kind of decision you make today affects tomorrow. Your destiny tomorrow will be determined by the road you choose for yourself today. And you ask, what's it going to be? If you listen to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm a follower of you. Take my heart, take my life, take everything, and I leave it into your hands. You will cross, and you will have a happy and wonderful life without you knowing. Today is the time to seek God's presence. We have an example. What did Moses do? He said, we'll not move. I will not move unless you go with us. The Lord said, hey, Moses, my presence will be with you. We will move. And the same thing, church, when we dedicate ourselves, separate ourselves, take Jesus as our guide, he will not lead us astray. He will lead us to the right destination. And what is our destination? Amen. Thank you, Jessica. Our destination is heaven. They crossed. They succeeded. They reached the land. They possessed it. And they had a great, great life at the beginning. Now, if you hear his voice telling you, please consecrate yourself. Let's live a life, a new beginning. Let's live a life worthy of our calling. Let's live to please him. Let's live to obey him. Let's live to honor God in everything we do, in all our transactions in life. Maybe we need, as I said, a new beginning. Say, Lord, a new beginning. Help me out. I'm not asking for resolutions. Resolutions are made to be broken. How many times we made resolutions and we broke it? I lived in an office early in my life where everybody smokes, right? And one day, someone came, says, I decided for the new year not to smoke. I said, okay. Looked at him. 3 days later, he opened his cigarette box and they're all cut in half. I said, I am not going to smoke, but only half. About 1 week later, the box is gone and the cigarette pack was there and he's smoking completely. But every decision we make for Christ, he will give us the strength to continue until we reach the promised land. You know, someone said the only preparation for tomorrow is the right use of today. As long as we have today, let us live for him today. And don't worry about tomorrow. Today is the time to renew our faith in our Savior, knowing that he has the blueprint of our future. And his plans for us are always plans for growth, for prosperity, and eternal happiness. And you know the verse, in order, I don't know it by heart, of Jeremiah 29:11. You know it all. Repeat it to yourself for lack of it. And know very well that he is doing what is good for us. He's planning your life. He's planning my life. He's planning everybody's life. And you know, he will never lose neither a war, neither a battle, nor anything. We walk under the flag, under the banner of the greatest God in the universe. The one who created the universe and took care of it, can't he take care of you? Can't he take care of me? But walk first as a true Christian. And if there's one, only one even, amongst us, who do not have Jesus as their Savior, today, come to him and tell him, Jesus, I take you as my Savior, as my shield, as my God. History is filled with men and women who gave it all to God. They surrendered their lives, their destiny, and their future. He blessed them, multiplied them, and accomplished great wonders through them. Our God is a wonder-working God. He will do wonders in your life if you let him. Have a happy new year, and may God bless you. Let's bow our heads for prayers. Thank you, Father, for giving us such an opportunity to meditate on your word, to get the encouragement, to get the peace that passes all understanding. Help us as we leave this auditorium that we decide to live a pure and dedicated life to you today and leave tomorrow in your hands. Be with each and every family and give us all, Lord, a wonderful year filled with joy, happiness, and many people to come to know you as their Savior. Dismiss us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.